Welcome back to The Deep Dive, where we take a complex pile of information, all your articles, research notes, financial reports, and turn it into actionable, crystal clear insight.
That's right.
Today, we are strapping in for a very specific mission. This one is tailored for those who serve or have served and currently own a home in one of the most dynamic and, frankly, complicated real estate markets in the country.
Florida. Yep.
Our stack of sources today is focused entirely on the strategic decision to refinance an existing VA mortgage. We are going to cut through the noise to understand the absolute most efficient path forward for, you know, stability and better affordability in the Sunshine State.
Okay, so for any existing VA borrower, you've basically got two main routes, right? We should probably frame the whole deep dive by laying those out first.
We have to. On one side, you have what I call the heavy lift. The VA cash out refinance.
Right. This is if you need to pull out equity, but it's a huge process. It's full underwriting, a brand new appraisal, and it can be, well, pretty time consuming. And on the other side, you have the pathway that's really built for speed and efficiency. That's the focus of our deep dive today. The VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, or VA-IRRRL.
The IRRRL. You also hear people call it the VA Streamline Refinance Loan, which I guess really gets to the point.
It does. It emphasizes that core feature. It's designed for maximum efficiency and really minimal friction.
So our mission today is to understand exactly how that IRRL process works and, critically, why it's still such a powerful tool for current VA homeowners in Florida who are looking for maybe not just a lower rate, but long-term predictability in a market that is anything but predictable.
Absolutely. The IRRL is purely a rate and term adjustment tool. It's for existing VA borrowers who want to improve their loan terms, whether that means, you know, a lower rate, more stability, or a structural change, all with minimal documentation. We're talking about optimizing an asset you already own.
And that idea connects directly to the unique context of Florida. I mean, you've got this market spanning everything from the Panhandle's military bases down to huge metros like Tampa, Orlando, or Miami. It's incredibly diverse, but they all share one thing.
Volatility,
exactly.
Homeowners there are highly attuned to dramatic shifts, particularly in two areas that really inflate housing costs outside of the mortgage itself. Property taxes and, notoriously, insurance rates.
Oh, the insurance rates.
Yeah, those external factors just introduce so much financial unpredictability.
The stability becomes the name of the game. If you can't control the insurance market, you absolutely have to control the one thing you can, your monthly mortgage principal and interest payment.
That's the core strategic insight. The need that the IRRL addresses is providing that stability, that predictability. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest, I think, often overlooked advantages is securing a fixed VA loan. If a borrower has an adjustable rate, VA loan, and ARM, they're just so exposed to market volatility down the line.
And the IRRL is the tool that lets you make that switch. It explicitly allows that transition from an adjustable structure to a fixed VA loan. That means consistent costs, long-term predictability. Crucial when every other cost for your home seems to be going up.
It guarantees consistency in the largest piece of your housing expense. It's all about creating more manageable payment structures that fit into your long-term plan. Assuming, of course, you qualify for a decent rate when you actually do the refinance.
Okay, so now that we get the strategic context stability in a wild Florida market, let's dig into what this IRRL program actually, you know, delivers on a logistical level. The source is pointed to, what, four or five ways? It just cuts all that friction you see in a standard refi.
This is where it really separates itself. Hmm. These advantages are all about efficiency, which is just invaluable for busy service members, veterans, military families who might need to get this done fast before a PCS move or a deployment.
Let's start with a feature that is probably the biggest speed bump killer in any refinance. The appraisal. Advantage number one, the IRRL is a no appraisal VA refinance loan.
In most cases, yes, and that's a massive time saver, but it's also, I think, risk mitigation.
How so?
Well, traditional refinances always require a new, full appraisal. In a dynamic market like Florida, if property values are shifting quickly or maybe cooling off a bit, getting rid of the appraisal removes that risk of the loan just falling through because of a lower than expected valuation right before closing.
So it basically protects the veteran's ability to get the refi done. It ensures the transaction can move forward even if the equity has, I don't know, softened a little bit. What's the second big efficiency tool?
Faster approval through simplified underwriting. The entire IRRRL process is, it's streamlined by design. because the VA is focused on improving an existing successful loan, they just eliminate a lot of the deep dive unnecessary steps that a full traditional refi would require.
And that leads right to Advantage 3, which honestly sounds almost too good to be true if you're used to conventional lending. No income verification?
Often, that's correct. It's a critical point, and it's the very core of that streamlined definition. The VA primarily focuses on the borrower's previous mortgage performance, your payment history on the existing VA loan.
So if you have a solid payment history,
then the need for a full new underwriting review of income, W-2s, assets, it often just disappears.
That would reduce so much paperwork and potential delays, especially if a service member is on deployment or maybe has just transitioned jobs. It's prioritizing your track record over a mountain of current documents.
Precisely. And that lack of heavy documentation naturally leads to Advantage 4, reduced paperwork, and because of that, just dramatically faster closing timelines overall. If you're a busy veteran or service member, a quick closing is just invaluable for planning.
Okay. And finally, Advantage 5, which kind of loops back to the strategy we started with, affordability alignment. This is about potentially reducing your total VA mortgage payment or just getting into that more manageable fixed structure we talked about, aligning with your long-term goals.
It supports long-term housing stability. It's a powerful tool designed to protect the veteran's investment by offering more predictable, if not always lower, terms.
That is a very compelling list of efficiencies. But, you know, as always, there are rules. We need to transition now to the essential core requirements. This is where we need to really do the deep dive on the eligibility structure.
The requirements are straightforward, but they are absolutely non-negotiable because the program is reserved exclusively for optimizing existing VA loans.
So you have to already be in a VA loan. You can't use this on a conventional or FHA loan.
Correct. But before you even apply, you have to clear two big regulatory hurdles. Seasoning and financial benefit.
Wait, what does seasoning mean? Is this the VA trying to stop people from refinancing every 6 months?
Effectively, yes. The VA mandates these seasoning requirements to make sure the program is used for long-term stability, not, you know, short-term rate surfing.
Yep.
You have to wait for the later of two dates, either 210 days after your first monthly payment was due or after six full monthly payments have been made on the loan.
Okay, so it ensures there's a track record of performance before you can do an IRRL. And that second hurdle, the clear financial benefit rule, that sounds important.
It is absolutely critical. The VA requires that the refinance must genuinely provide a clear financial benefit to you, the borrower. This isn't a suggestion. It's a hard rule.
And what does that mean in practice? A lower payment?
Usually, yeah. It comes in the form of a lower monthly payment or moving from an ARM to a fixed rate. If the new loan payment significantly increases without one of these clear structural benefits, the loan might not qualify.
That makes perfect sense. The program's supposed to help, not create more financial strain.
Okay, what about occupancy?
If a service member got PCS orders and they've already moved out of their Florida home, can they still use the IRRL?
Yes, and this is a huge distinct benefit compared to almost any other kind of refinance. A traditional refi requires the home to be your current primary residence.
Right.
But the IRRL only requires you to certify prior occupancy. This gives massive flexibility to military households who've had to move because of service obligations.
That is really good to know. Okay, what about cash? Let's say I refinanced and my closing costs came out cheaper than expected. Can I pocket that difference?
Not with an RRL, no. Cash back at closing is not permitted, except for, you know, tiny adjustments, maybe 50 bucks or something. If you need significant cash, you have to go the full cash out refinance route, which, as we said, means the full appraisal and underwriting process.
Got it. And one last financial requirement that always applies, unless the borrower is exempt, say, for service-connected disability, is the VA funding fee.
Correct. The VA funding fee will apply, and we definitely need to spend some time on how that impacts a long-term strategy in a minute.
Okay, so given that the IRRL is all about low documentation, let's get specific. What documents are we actually talking about here to prove this efficiency story?
It truly is minimal. It just shows that the lender's focus is really on the VA case number and your payment history. Most borrowers will just need a valid photo ID, their current mortgage statement, a copy of their existing VA closing documents, and that occupancy certification we mentioned.
Yep.
You might also need your certificate of eligibility, your COE, if the lender can't pull it electronically. But yeah, that's generally the limit.
That really does confirm the efficiency story. So let's just quickly walk through the process steps, just to stress how fast this can be compared to, like, a six-week cash-out refi.
The whole process is structured to close faster. It starts with you identifying your goals and submitting the application. Once that's in, the lender orders the VA case number. That's the key first step.
Then you move into that limited underwriting review, which, like we said, is focused on payment history, not a deep dive into your current income.
Exactly. Once that's cleared, usually within a few weeks, closing gets scheduled. The new VA loan is issued, and it replaces your existing mortgage. It is a highly efficient process designed to cut down the waiting and the uncertainty that you see in so many other refinance options.
All right, we've established the IRL is fast, it requires less paperwork, but now we have to move into the financial strategy section 4, the long-term considerations. If a Florida veteran wants to be really strategic about this, they need to grasp the trade-offs.
The key differences, they really boil down to time, friction, and expense. The traditional refinance needs an appraisal, full income verification, that can kill a deal or just take months. The IRRL, in most cases, needs neither of those.
So you get faster approvals, more flexibility, which is so crucial in a market like Florida's.
It is. So if your primary goal is rate stability, maybe moving from an ARM to a fixed rate and you don't need to pull out cash, the IRRL is logistically the obvious answer.
But, and there's always a but, you have to strategically model the financial side, starting with the closing costs.
Right. VA refinance closing costs will vary, but they typically include that VA funding fee, title fees, recording charges, and some lender administrative costs.
That can sound like a lot to pay up front, especially if the whole point is improving affordability. Needing thousands in cash up front kind of defeats the purpose for a lot of people. Is there a way around that?
And this is where the flexibility of the IRRL really shines. In many cases, you can choose to roll some or all of those closing costs, including the funding fee, right into the new loan.
Okay, so that means less cash out of pocket at closing.
Yeah.
Makes it way more accessible.
Much more.
But wait, if they roll the funding fee and other costs into the loan, their new principal balance goes up. Does the stability gain from a fixed rate always outweigh that bigger debt load? You have to look at the numbers.
That is the essential trade-off, and it ties right back to that clear financial benefit rule. Mm. Rolling the costs in preserves your cash flow now, but it means you're financing those costs over 15 or 30 years.
Mm.
So if the resulting higher principal and payment don't give you a long-term benefit, like a significantly lower interest rate or that stable structure, then the move is, well, it's questionable.
So the borrower has to do some simple math. How long will it take for the savings from the lower interest rate to pay back the rolled-in closing costs? The break-even point. If you plan to stay in the home for 10 years, it's probably a great move. If you think you might sell in 2 years, the math might not work out.
Precisely. And that leads directly into the factors you absolutely must evaluate before you pull the trigger. You have to strategically model this by asking, how long do I plan to stay in this home? Do I prioritize predictable mortgage terms over short-term costs? And how do the current market rates compare to my existing loan? And what are the total closing costs, both paid up front and rolled into the principal?
All these questions just feed into that bigger long-term affordability goal. Mm. It's not just about getting a lower number on your statement. It's about improving stability and aligning your finances with what you can expect, especially with all those rising non-mortgage costs in Florida.
Which is why the IRRL is still such a reliable solution for Florida's veteran population who are looking for security, but only if they do the strategic modeling first.
So let's wrap up our key takeaways for you, the learner. We've established that the VA IRRL is the most efficient refinance tool for existing veterans seeking stability, especially in Florida's volatile market. It gives you that powerful combination of no appraisal, limited verification, which protects you if the market shifts, and the absolutely essential ability to go from an unpredictable adjustable rate loan to solid fixed rate terms.
That's the efficiency story. But let's end with a crucial piece of strategy that goes a little beyond the surface. We mentioned that the eligibility criteria requires the refinance to provide a clear financial benefit to you.
Right.
This means that while the IRL process is simple, no appraisal, minimal paperwork, the underlying decision has to be rooted in sound financial modeling.
So the path is easy, but the reason for taking that path has to be strategically sound.
Absolutely. The true deep dive here is understanding that the VA funding fee, which applies unless you're exempt, is calculated differently based on whether you roll it in or pay it up front. That single calculation often dictates whether the clear financial benefit rule is actually met, making it the most complex point in an otherwise streamlined process. If you don't account for the increased interest you'll pay on that higher principal, you might undermine the very stability you were looking for in the first place. You have to weigh that short-term cost against the long-term gain before you take advantage of the program's undeniable efficiency.